The latest offensive lineman to get the big bucks is next to me. Alan Barber here. I'm Dave Spitero. We're in studio, and you get the big deal. Did everybody make you go pay for dinner, a little filet mignon?
No, no.
All
no.
These old linemen getting the big dollars. It's amazing, Alan. Congratulations, first of all. I mean,
appreciate
seriously.
It.
Let's talk about your career, because it's been a fascinating one. Drafted by the Packers, bounced around a little bit, out of football in 2012 for the most part. Here you find a home in Philadelphia, and it's home sweet home for you, isn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I mean, I had some up and downs early in my career. Got injured. And just got an opportunity to come here and play and try to take a full advantage of that.
What made you keep going?
Yeah, I knew I could still play, you know. I mean, even when I got hurt, I knew I still could play football. I just had to recover and get back to where I was, you know.
Yeah. It was more of an injury thing rather than a fit thing?
No, you know, I don't. When I was injured, I wasn't like out of shape or anything like that. I was just, had that freak accident injury and hurt my back, and like a back injury, I feel like just took a while. You know, probably took me a couple of years to really feel all the way back. You know, lost some strength in my leg, and you know, just kind of had some nerve damage and stuff like that. So it took me a little while to come back from that.
I would imagine then that you are a player who very much appreciates every single day you have here, every single moment on the practice field, never shies away from work. You love every bit of it, don't you?
I mean I love the opportunity to still be here and still get to play football. I mean, it's something, you know, I dream of doing hopefully I can do it, you know, for a long time, you know,
right,
to keep on playing. And I couldn't imagine doing anything else really at this point.
Alan, what was it like in 2012 first, not playing football for the first time since you were probably a little kid? I mean, what did you do to pass the time?
You know, it was kind of a weird year for me. I did a lot of outdoors, hunting and stuff like that, and stayed in shape. That's pretty much all I did. Just try to stay ready in case an opportunity did come up that I could, you know, I could go play at any point during that time I was off. I could have played on a team.
And there were opportunities to go work out, and you kind
of I had one workout. Was actually here.
Here, right.
And then the rest of the time I just stayed home.
And then you joined the Eagles 2 days before Chip gets hired. He hires Stout. And your first impressions of Stout, who is a fiery, you know, let's get after it kind of coach?
You know, I personally like, you know, I like that kind of style of coach. Stout's, you know, he's got your best interest at heart, you know, and he's looking out for you. But, he's an intense coach, and he just puts it out there for you. You know, it's not like he's really mad or he's taking it out on you. It's just how he approaches the whole game.
Is it motivational?
It's awesome. You know, it is motivational, you know, because he cares, you know, really truly for you to do well. So,
and so what he teaches fits into the strengths of Alan Barber?
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, a lot of stuff he taught was stuff I already did or, you know, was prior teached.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I just kind of fell in and was comfortable right away, you know, to all his techniques and everything like that.
What do you see your role being here? I mean, their five starters are pretty established here. You are called upon when needed and did a great job last year, particularly in the Green Bay game. What do you see for Alan Barber?
You know, as of right now, with the five starters all playing, you know, that's my role, is to be able to step in and to play well. You know, we can't afford to have me going in and not playing well. So that's how I see my role. If an opportunity comes up for me to play, then my role changes to be a starter. I still prepare, you know, as hard as I'm not starting as I do if I was starting.
For fans who don't know, what is just, I mean, in layman's terms, guard versus tackle, what's the difference?
I'd say a different athlete.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to me, stuff happens a lot faster inside. There's a lot more going on inside. You got people on both sides of you. At tackle, you're kind of just – you got to, like, just outside, you know, pretty much. If that guy leaves, you know, you're looking out. If that guy's not there, then you can come back inside and help. But on the inside, there's, a lot bigger guys and still with a lot of speeds. It's a different style of game.
You feel comfortable both?
Yeah, I feel good at both. You know, it's taken me – I mean, at first, you know, when I first came into the league, I got moved to guard, and it took me a little while. But I played it long enough, you know, I feel comfortable with both.
Second year around here with Coach Stoutland, with Chip, how much more comfortable do you feel on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, I feel a lot more comfortable, you know. There's not no questions on what I need to do. And then just being able to go out there and just perform and focus on small little things that, you know, really can detail my game.
I'm always amazed when I watch offensive linemen practice. It is like just boring to watch. I mean, it's like hold the bag, move. It's like learning how to dance, isn't it?
It's work. That's what it is.
It's a lot of work. I mean,
you're always, you know, trying to craft your technique and you know, sometimes you'll develop something you don't like, and you're always trying to change it and just try to find little ways to just keep an edge.
Did you celebrate the contract?
No, I haven't done anything yet. I signed it on Tuesday. Was it Tuesday?
Tuesday. Yeah.
So I just been here working.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, congratulations. So, it's good to see you.
Appreciate it.
I'm glad for the contract and glad you're in Philadelphia for the next at least 3 seasons. Alan Barber in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.